Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Taking attendance in Joplin, Missouri.
Well, right now our focus primarily is on location, calling, having families call in and do a status check and make sure that our kids are okay. Staff members are calling in to make sure they're okay. We're also in the process of doing a structural analysis of some of the facilities that receive limited damage.
That's the superintendent of Joplin Public Schools with a roll call of damage and losses from Sunday's tornado.
This morning, teachers account for students, colleagues, and buildings, what the tornado spared and what it destroyed, yearning for more teachable moments in Joplin. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. An exploration of the aftermath for some teachers with two very different stories in Joplin, Missouri. It's Wednesday, May 25th.
People sifting through debris to try and assess what's left there in their city, but severe weather continues to rampage across the U.S. heartland. A string of deadly tornadoes once again tore through the Midwest. Several twisters touched down in an Oklahoma City suburb during rush hour, crushing cars and homes and killing eight people. Two people were also killed by severe weather in Kansas, and tornadoes in Arkansas killed two people overnight. Forecasters expect to see more tornadoes in the region today. Meanwhile, residents of Joplin, Missouri are still trying to come to grips with the deadliest single tornado of the past 60 years.
Everything's gone. Nothing's ever going to be the same again.
The death toll now stands at 122 in Joplin, but search and rescue teams refuse to abandon hope of finding more survivors. Joining us now from Joplin is Rich Oppel, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Rich, the voice of that woman there, it sounds as though many people in Joplin are just beginning to kind of come to terms with how widespread the devastation is.
Well, that's right. That's right. I mean, a lot of them have just been able to go back. Some of them have been able to go back and see the actual devastation back towards the hospital that was ruined. And it's amazing. I mean, there are a lot of the two-story homes look like, you know, you've just had the top story sort of sheared off and sort of leaning up against the bottom story. Trees shorn, you know, no limbs, no branches, no nothing. It's really quite powerful, and there's a lot of emotion when the residents have a chance to see that.
What's the number one priority in Joplin right now? Is it getting everyone housed?
You know, last night it was protecting them from the storm. Some people have been staying back in the area of the first tornado impact, kind of against the wishes of public safety officials who want them out in sheltered areas because structures that have already had some impact from the first tornado are even more dangerous if the next one comes through. But then getting them shelter, finishing the rescue efforts. There have been three sweeps now, and they're going to do at least two more. And they found two more people alive yesterday after finding seven alive the day before.
That's Rich Oppel, reporter with our partner, The New York Times, speaking with us live from Joplin.
There are multiple reports the Justice Department will indict former senator and presidential candidate John Edwards for violating campaign finance laws. President Obama gives a speech in London this morning. He's expected to say the U.S.-British partnership is the cornerstone of global security. Oprah Winfrey's final show airs this afternoon after a 25-year run. Listeners have been weighing in on that. Tasha from Marietta, Georgia writes, Oprah made it okay for black women to be opinionated, stand up, and be counted. We'll be talking about that later on in the hour. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,356. The S&P opens at 1,316. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,746. This morning, a special look at the weather ravaging not just the country, but the world. The New York Times' Louise Story joins us to tell about parts of the market dealing with catastrophe bonds, how these disasters are affecting the global economy, and in the assessment of risk. We also want to get you into the conversation. Give us a weather report in your neighborhood at 877-8MYTAKE.